Wiggy, you have infuriated a texter on the Subaru of New England text line this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're paying attention or not.
No, I don't see it. The text line's behind me, so I never see it.
New Hampshire texter, we will be in New Hampshire in a few weeks we will be there for two road shows this road show season. One back at Bernie's, Hampton Beach, and the other wrapping up the road show season on Lake Winnie, as they call it up there, at the Dive. So that is a floating bar. And I have no idea what it's going to be like on July 3rd when we do that event. I've heard from people who have the boat up there. They're gonna boat their way over,
mm-hmm.
Steph Diggs style, and join us, but I have no idea.
All right, that's what's up. I bet it's a massive turnout.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
It's also like 3rd of July. I mean, the lake is going to be swamped anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see how logistics work on the Dive. Uh-huh. Like, knowing our crew, I just feel... You know, it'll be interesting.
It's going to be great.
I sent Mitch photos. If you are watching on Twitter, YouTube, and don't know what the Dive is or looks like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So he can get those up.
That's got to be like a 3 or 4 outfitter for you, probably.
Definitely. Well, are we wearing swimsuits underneath in case we want to jump in after?
Yes, I would assume that you would be jumping in. Yeah. I mean, I've already done my belly flop on this show. I feel like everybody else should.
Oh, wow, so that's it.
That's how it looks. That's the Dive. And we'll be right up top there with 75 of you for what will be a great road show. But anyway, Texter says, how in G's world, I won't say the word, is Hamilton not tagging up Cora's fault? Wiggy doesn't know baseball.
Well, because you pinch ran Hamilton.
But that's his fault, not Alex Cora. Alex Cora's got to tell a guy to tag up.
I mean,
I would think
in that situation you would say, "Hey, listen, any fly ball to this specific area of the field, tag up, you go for it." Right? Isn't that what the manager does when he sends in a pinch runner? And isn't that part of it?
What's
the purpose we have this of the manager being there, especially late in games? Hey, he might just have to remind this guy in that situation, because if you do that and listen, Lou's been on this too, so Lou's a baseball guy. You know, I was all city catcher. I know Brooksy don't agree with certain things, but in this situation, you tag him up. Now you have Hamilton on third base with one out, Endeavor's up. They intentionally walk him, and then maybe Abreu, you say, all right, we're going to lay down a bunt here, or we're going to let you swing it out. Or what, you try to do something that might be able to get that runner on third base with one out, where even if it is a ground ball, you know, there's a good chance that he can score in that situation.
This is Roger from Plymouth. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener since the beginning of the show. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Another bad base running that nobody ever talked about was the inning. I don't know if you were watching it, guys, but when the food people, what's it, that food show that they were in the booth with
Lou
and, yes. So they were talking so much that I don't think they even realized it. I'm sure they realized it, but never mentioned it. You've got Christian Campbell at second. The next batter hits a double, and he only gets to third. And he never scored. So if he had scored that run like he should have from second base and a double, it never would have went to extra innings.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be from the manager. Aggressive. Hey, before the game, let's
third base coach.
Right, let's be aggressive on the base pads. But the manager telling the third base coach, hey, let's be a little bit more aggressive because we got to get runs. Right? And then, like, I feel like that's the one job the manager has the power in baseball. Tell the guys.
What do the analytics say? That's going to be
outlook, not so good.
All right.
What a disaster.
Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It on this show is presented by Ketch's Law, and they would love to honor those who built this city, built it, constructed it, care for it. Please nominate your hero who is out there working hard every single day or was in the past doing the same thing when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with those Boston Red Sox who have been stinking it up lately. Our guy, the phlegm ball,
oink, oink,
joined the WEEI afternoon program yesterday and talked about how there will be major changes with the Boston Red Sox. Here was Will Fleming.
And by the way, it's going to happen in the next week or so. And by the way, other changes that are dramatic are going to happen.
Ooh, what do you got?
Are you promising something again?
What's he doing? What's he doing? And then when he doesn't, and when it doesn't come to fruition, and I criticize him, he F-bombs me.
There might be a, there might be a little delay, but I Luke can corroborate this. Things are going to change here. They are. Might be 5, 7, 10 days behind schedule, but I think things are happening on a number of levels. And I think the way they play dictates how quickly those things happen, both good and bad.
Mm. Okay. I don't consider, does Roman Anthony coming up qualify as a big change, a major change?
No.
Right? That's not it.
Right.
What he's saying is something unlike Thibodeau, which we all saw coming, that would be unexpected.
Right.
Right.
And when he said the 5 or 7 days, depending on how they play, good or bad, leads me to believe either
it's tomorrow.
No. They making a decision on the manager on
you
whether
think so
that or they're trading somebody, right? Because if you say depending on how they play,
that would so Jaren Duran, right?
Right.
So you're going to get rid of Jaren Duran, and
that would be major news.
Also, Lou said on the afternoon show it would be a terrible idea to get rid of Jaren Duran.
He did,
yes, yeah. He did. I actually have the audio of it if you'd like to hear.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Thinking about trading Jaren Duran. Like, everybody's like, yo, you got to move on. You got to make room for Roman Anthony.
Yes.
If you move Jaren Duran,
yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
This is my thing, okay? In the beginning of camp, like, how many of these young kids are going to make the roster out of spring training? I said, hopefully none, okay? Because they're young, and I want to get some guys that have been in this league for a while, and you want to compete for a division. You want to make the postseason. You've already got 3 rookies up here. You're going to have a 4th here soon, and it's going to be really hard to win every single day with full rookies in your lineup. And if you move on from Jaren Duran, he's the one player on this roster that is sort of maturing and starting to get to the point where he is in his prime. He is an electric player, and to move on from that and to just get younger irritates me. You are not going to get any help for the big leagues if you move him to San Diego. Mm. You are going to get a double-A arm. You're going to get a single-A shortstop. You're
they got a catcher, I saw. Yeah.
Great, you can get a catcher. That is fantastic. You got Narvaez here right now. I am starting to be in the business of helping your big league team.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to Lou on these things all day long.
Yeah, I would agree with
over
him.
Anybody, so.
I mean, he's one of your best players.
So you're not going to do, I mean, you're not going to, when you come to getting some kind of legit value, something that can help you this season, you're stuck on that. So you're just going to, like, limp your way into the All-Star break, last place in the division.
Did anybody?
47 games behind the Yankees.
Did anybody ask Will, like, specifics? Because what is that value? Like, I don't know what that means.
Well, when he says the 5 to 7 games and depending on how they play, that kind of like reads into a manager change,
right,
or a trade of Jaren Duran or a player that you wouldn't expect.
Significant.
Yes. Which
Trading Duran makes no sense to me, though. The firing of Alex Cora makes sense. Like, that to me is a major change that makes sense. But trading a guy like Jaren Duran, who finished, what, top 4 in overall WAR last year, behind only guys like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, would be stupid.
And there's nothing you can do to help this team. Like, there's no major trade that you can make that's going to help this team. This team has to go on some miraculous run, which we don't see that happening. They already
have. The manager doesn't see it happening.
Right.
So, did you hear him? What he said last night? Like, there's no help for this team.
Right. So why not try to change the manager, see if that does anything to boost morale, and then you bring up Anthony and you roll out the players you have and maybe the morale is different. Maybe the new manager is a little bit more aggressive and thinks differently if it is Veritek.
But I do think the organization could be right if they say we don't need to make massive changes. I mean, the Red Sox are 500. Their worst part of their season in terms of games under. They're still a positive run differential team, and they have 17 one-run losses. If you cut those in half, you're over 500. So I do think that if the ownership group decides to invest instead of sell, they could make the case to their fans that we're not far away. If we win these close games, everything changes.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, I hate to do this because I feel like too many things are turning up Curtis at the moment, but Pablo Torre and Bill Simmons got together and talked about Bill Belichick, and Pablo Torre is claiming that it seems as though Bill Belichick is self-destructing. Here is what Pablo Torre had to say.
What if I told you that Bill Belichick's own family has been deeply concerned about this? What if I told you that his inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson? People around Belichick, professionally, personally, as well as the administrators at North Carolina, their life behind the scenes has been shaped, reshaped, blown up by having to deal with Jordan Hudson. And when they hired Bill Belichick to this job, they thought they were getting New England Bill Belichick. They got, I cannot stress this enough, something like the exact opposite. When it comes to PR in this way is now the thing we're stressed out about. This guy who could handle the media alone by saying nothing. Everywhere she goes, there is a trail of wreckage that suggests that the man who is basically undefeated against the media and press conferences is not only losing the public relations war, he is self-destructing.
I don't think she's going away.
No.
No.
I think they're engaged.
But there is
I heard that's not true, though, from a family member. Mm. Ooh, did I say that on air?
No.
A family member who is...
That could be a cousin.
But a family member who is vocally against them. So
I think they all are.
But I don't know if they would be the first to know if they were engaged.
Yeah, maybe not.
If they were engaged, she would know.
Yeah, they would know.
I'm sorry. if he or she would know.
Yeah, thank you, Curtis.
I think there's a little bit of truth to what Pablo Torres is saying. Because it is just human nature for anybody. If whether it was my dad or your dad, it doesn't matter. If your dad is in his 70s and is now dating a 24-year-old, there is going to be plenty of pushback from family members. So,
he has his wits about him. He knows what he's doing.
Right. No, I'm saying he doesn't, but there will be pushback because the family.
He knows what he's doing, Greg? Did you see the guy, Channing Crowder, after they had the interview on the pivot?
Yeah.
Channing Crowder, in the next episode, commented on how shocking it was to see Bill Belichick being dragged around by Jordan Hudson during the podcast.
That was a great pivot.
Then Channing Crowder had to go back on the air and say, I made all that up. That never happened. Because she forced Bill to call and tell him to stop saying that.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of what Bill Belichick was promised to be.
I guess the alarming part of this is I thought after the whole kerfuffle on CBS Sunday morning or whatever it's called, that he told her, like, take a back seat.
Yeah.
You know, help me.
I'm not talking about this.
Schedule some speaking engagements or something. Stay out of the whole football thing. But
no.
Maybe he hasn't. Maybe he can't.
No, he definitely can't. And I think that's where some of the pushback comes from, whether it's family, whether it's coaches, whether it's his inner circle around them. Because, first off, they're probably looking at it and going, yeah, Bill, not the best decision to date somebody in their 20s, but we'll give you a pass. You know what I mean?
Curtis, a texter says that Bill is actually engaged. He just doesn't know it yet.
Right. This is just the final chapter keeps getting better.
All right, and then we're running out of time. We got to get to news, but the Woo Sox manager defended Roman Anthony yesterday.
That's correct, Greg. Yeah, he spoke to media and said, quote, if you just come to the game and watch the kid engage and sign for kids and he throws equipment to them and gives them, like, it's ridiculous that anybody would say anything negative about Anthony. But I literally did watch the video and there was like one child at the very end. The rest of them were adults. Like, it was funny. It was a joke. The guys were having fun with it. And anybody that tries to paint that kid in a bad light does not know who he is and doesn't know what they're talking about, quite frankly.
Mm.
Mm. Whoa.
Strong words from the Woo Sox manager.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Yeah, yep. Shots fired at Courtney, Curtis, maybe you, Greg.
I think Curtis said numerous times, this isn't against Roman Anthony. It was a bad choice.
Yeah, but you said it was a dink move on
it
his
was.
Part. On his
I stand by that.
So you call them a dink?
Yeah, you should have gone back and signed the autograph for the kid. If you don't want to sign him for the adults, that's on you.
And it's too late now. I mean, we all know about the pink cocaine. Once the dink comment is out there, it's turning back.
You better stay out of Worcester.
Yeah. I like Worster, and I like the Woo Sox, but I'm not going to change my opinion on
this. Time with Roman Anthony?
Yeah. Never mind,
I would love to meet Roman Anthony. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Rich Keefe, that Woo Sox manager has it in for you now.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
The organization continues to embarrass itself. It's okay. I don't blame Roman Anthony for it entirely. The organization asked him to do something. It was stupid. He should be at the big league club. You shouldn't make fun of people that want your autograph, you idiot.
All right. News with Courtney next, including how creepy is it and what happened in the shower at a luxury hotel in Miami. Has Courtney's anxiety level through the roof? We will get to that next.